8th of March 2019, Friday after Ash Wednesday, Isaiah 58:1-9. Shout for all you are worth. Do not hold back. Raise your voice like a trumpet. To my people proclaim their rebellious acts, to the house of Jacob their sins. They seek for me day after day, they long to know my ways, like a nation that has acted uprightly and not forsaken the law of its God. They ask me for laws that are upright, they long to be near God. Why have we fasted, if you do not see? Why mortify ourselves, if you never notice? Look, you seek your own pleasure on your fast days, and you exploit all your workmen. Look, the only purpose of your fasting is to quarrel and squabble and strike viciously with your fist. Fasting like yours today will never make your voice heard on high. And that's a sort of fast that pleases me, a day when a person inflicts pain on himself, hanging your head like a reed, spreading out sackcloth and ashes? Is that what you call fasting, a day acceptable to Yahweh? It's not this sort of fast that pleases me, to break unjust fetters, to undo the thongs of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free, and to break all jokes. It is not sharing your food with the hungry, and sheltering the homeless poor. If you see someone lacking clothes, to clothe him, and not to turn away from your own kin. Then your light will blaze out like the dawn, and your wound be quickly healed over. Saving justice will go ahead of you, and Yahweh's glory come behind you. Then you will cry for help, and Yahweh will answer. You will call, and he will say, I'm here. If you do away with the yoke, the clenched fist and malicious words. Why does the Lord not accept the fasting? What we hear today, why he does not take the sacrifices? This is a question of these wonderful words. But of course, at the same time, we receive the answer from the Lord. What is the right fasting? Because all the sacrifices, all this kind of fasting is only then fruitful when they are within the conversion of our heart. That means to make our life better. They cannot be taken away just as an exercise, because then they would be without heart, without that the person will be transformed. Therefore, the words are speaking so clearly. And the prophet, he is speaking like a trumpet. The people are looking for God, and they want to know the ways of God, but they do not see. We cannot all just deal with the Lord like people do it in magic ways or other practices. Yes, we can influence the heart of God through our love. We can be friends of Him. But there are conditions for that. So in the text of today, those Jews, they ask for the friendship of God and the leading of Him. But they do not receive. because they're fasting and all the sacrifices are not done in the right spirit. They think through this kind of fasting and exercises, they have like a right to have the leading of God. But the Lord did not answer as they expected. He answered the prophet Isaiah. And he shows very clear, yes, they're doing sacrifices, but on other ways they are failing to fulfill the commandments of God. The whole behavior is not to please the Lord. No, they're going along their bad inclinations. So this sacrifice of fasting is separated from the real life in God. Therefore, the Lord calls them to come back. And he said a number of good works, which he likes. This is what we call the works of mercy. God wants this because this is an authentic expression of a life which is pleasing the Lord. If we are not on the way to realize the commandments of the Lord, his advices, then we cannot reach the Lord and we cannot live in the friendship which he is offering to us. So the words are a very good orientation for us. To do works of conversion, works of sacrifices, fasting, yes. They can give a very great dynamic in our life, but they have to be part of our channel direction to God. And then they are going to unfold the inner mission of these wonderful sacrifices, and God will love them. The Lord looks in his love to those who are eagerly interested to fulfill the words of the Lord. And then they can hear the words of the prophet. The light will come out like the coming day, and your wounds will be healed. With the good works, the good deeds, the beauty of the soul comes. And we can see the beauty of the soul. Because the faithful people, they are acting like God himself. God wants that we act like him. And on this way, all the wounds will be healed step by step, which might have come through the sins, because love heals. Especially in the beginning of this time of Lent, God reminds us through the works of mercy. Those we can do concretely, on the physical level, but also on the spiritual level. They are the concrete realization of a life which God loves. They are concrete love. It cannot be that it's only theoretically. No, to follow Christ means clear deeds. This would be something very good to do it and to look for this, what we can do in the beginning of this holy time of Lent.
Today's entrance verse is taken from Psalm 3 and says, I call out to the Lord, and he answers me from his holy mountain. I will not fear, though tens of thousands assail me on every side.
Vote in me.